This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Ashok Vasudevan. How are you?
Good, Robert. Good to be here.
And Ashok is the founder and CEO of Preferred Brands, which you probably know is one of the fastest growing Indian and Asian natural food companies. Talk about what the company is and its types of products.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert. PBI, as we call it, Preferred Brands International, is the manufacturer and marketer of Tasty Bite, a range of natural, convenient specialty foods. This company is now entering its 23rd year in a couple of weeks, and we were born here in Stamford, Connecticut. A few years into the founding of the company, which incidentally we found with $5,000 of capital, and we'll talk a little bit about that, we acquired the back-end manufacturing, which is today a public company quoted in the Bombay Stock Exchange. So we have two businesses. We have a consumer business, and we have an institutional and food service business. Almost everything that carries the brand name Tasty Bite necessarily has to be natural, convenient, and what we call specialty foods.
And as I'm looking at a package right here, it says right here, heats in 1 minute. Just explain what this is, how you could have the packaging, how do you have the product. That is, it's natural and super convenient.
So we have three technologies in the company. One of those technologies is called a retort pouch. The retort, as I said, is more a noun and a verb. Retort is a way of
keeping. And that's R-E-T-O-R-T.
That's R-E-T-O-R-T. It's a mechanism that is used to keep food sterile, microbially safe and inert, yet retain all the goodness of the nutrients inside without the need for additives, preservatives, and chemicals. That's the retort pouch. Now, this goes into the pouch virtually fully cooked, and then the pouch gets sterilized. Mm. So for the consumer, it's only one step, 1 minute. Just take the pouch, put it in a microwave for 60 seconds, and you're good to go.
Now, later in the interview, we're going to talk more about your unique philosophy, your mission, values of business. But I want to start off talking about your founder and CEO, but you're not really founder because when I met Mira, your wife was actually the founder. Talk through how, with $5,000, how your wife founded the company, you became a third employee, and you built something that is now the fastest growing Indian Asian natural food company.
So, Robert, that is accurate. I am not the original founder. Mira is the founder. Mira is a market researcher by training and by background. And when we came into this country about 25 years ago, 2 years into coming in here, Mira had this insightful moment of saying, we have the ability and the opportunity, if you like, to build a natural foods company. We then created what is the first chart or the first PowerPoint in the company, and we called it Megatrends. And Mira has an ability, she understands consumer insights, and that's her training. So we identified three megatrends way back in 94 when we set up this company. The first megatrend is what we call health and natural, that Americans were very keen on eating stuff that was natural, that was healthful, This was the time when the FDA had started becoming more active with the Nutri label. We saw the anti-tobacco lawsuits coming up. We saw a very large movement towards Diet Pepsi, by the way, had become to grow faster than Pepsi. There was a certain awareness about the organic food industry. Whole Foods had just started sprouting. So all across, if you like, there was a spring in the air about the birth of the natural food industry. She saw that as the first, what we call, megatrend. The second megatrend is interesting, was a very large number of American women went to work in the 1980s. More American women went to work in the 80s than in the previous four decades combined, with the exception of the Second World War. That, in her mind, triggered the second megatrend, which is that people are going to have less time in the kitchen, and therefore the growth of the convenience food industry would be significantly faster than before. So that we call the second megatrend. The third was really funny. In the 1990s, the American census, which used to do the census on the decade, used to earlier describe immigration in very broad brush continent terms. For example, API was a term of the U.S. Census representing Asian Pacific Islanders that included everybody from Saudi down to the Middle East, to South Asia, to Far East, all the way to Japan. All of that were called Asian Pacific Islanders. But in 1990s, for the first time, they started granulating that. By looking at the census data, we could sense that there was a migratory pattern that was emerging, and food habits are the last to change for the immigrants coming in. And so we said the third megatrend would be specialty. So when we set up Tasty Bite and we positioned that, it was positioned in the sweet spot of this Venn diagram, if you like, of natural, convenient specialty foods. And that's the position we've occupied for the last 23 years of the business.
So it's fascinating, and everyone listening in, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners running companies. Think about looking at what the mega trends are and understanding, and if you could be at the intersection, that's where you want to be. But it's one thing to have the perfect strategy. A second thing to execute on that strategy.
Right.
So after your wife started, you became the third employee. You only had $5,000. You know,
right.
There's not much money, and this
right.
is a huge market you're going after.
Right.
What were the challenges that you faced, and how did you overcome them to build such a significant enterprise?
That's a fascinating question. There are three biases that I first want to confess to. The first is...
And you only have 3 minutes until break, so...
Good. So here are my three biases. First is I have a bias towards things that are global as opposed to things that are national. So I'm... My background has been entirely in international trade, international business.
With Unilever.
With Unilever and PepsiCo. And so... When we started this business, even though we started this with $5,000 here in Stamford, it was multinational on day one. For example, the resin that came into making this pouch is Japanese. Mm. The pouch itself was made in Korea. The designer happened to be here in Mount Kisco, but the actual carton that was made was in Hong Kong. The manufacturing was done in India, and we launched in California, but we were based in Stamford. And so instinctively, this business was global in its DNA. So that's the first bias. The second is that I'm not one for drifting progress or improvisation. Strategy is a big bias. And we'll talk more about that. Strategy followed by process and execution has been a big part of what we did right from the beginning. And so we knew that this was not just a mom and pop show. We knew we were building an organization and that this was not about making a living. But we'll get to that too. And the third bias is simply to do things that had a certain sense of responsibility to not only ourselves, but to our consumers and to the community at large. And we can talk about those three biases as we get into this conversation.
What is the challenge you overcame to grow the company? You had all your strategy in place.
We just had to have a large number of people who believed in what we were doing. And if there is something that has to be said about this, is the acknowledgement of the number of people who touched this. For example, we had to have a designer who had to help work with us. We didn't have the money to import a container, so we had to find an exporter who valued exports out of India. We knew we had to have a warehouse, and therefore we had to have money to be able to store that, and yet we didn't have the working capital. Therefore, we needed the goodwill and the belief of a large number of people. And that kind of, I think, set us on a path where it kept us out of, if you like, harm's way. That's part of the reason why we've grown every year for the last 22 years.
So this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and what we've learned is that you have to focus on strategy, process, and execution. And if you don't have money, build goodwill and build a purpose where everyone becomes aligned so you can get everything done, especially if you're thinking globally. When we come back, we're going to talk specifically about your mission, your business philosophy, and your values. Back in a few.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with the founder and CEO of PBI, which is Preferred Brands International. So, Ashok, your company, which grew with your wife and you, is now one of the fastest-growing Indian-Asian natural food companies. It's more than a company to you, though. Really, it's a philosophy of life. Talk about that.
So I think of this almost as an organism, not just an organization.
Ooh, as an organism.
It's an organism, and it's vibrant, it's growing. And to understand the soul of this company is kind of important before we understand the strategy. And I think of this company as having a soul. And to understand the soul, it's good to go back to the mission statement of the company. So this mission statement, by the way, is more than a decade old. And it has four parts to it. It has a purpose, it has a scope, it has a competitive advantage, and it has an environment. These are the four pieces against which we built this mission statement. This mission statement is also our strategy statement, it's also our vision statement. So let me spend some time on that. The purpose of the company is to build a socially responsible organization that will provide consumer delight. So the two key words there are responsible and consumer delight. This is not a fork in the road where we choose between one and the other. This is parallel tracks that meet in infinity, literally. So the company's purpose is to build a socially responsible organization that will provide consumer delight. Second is the scope. The scope is simply what business are we in? And you said that, Robert. We are in the business of manufacturing and marketing natural, convenient, specialty foods. That's our scope. The advantage or the competitive advantage, how are we different? We promise three things to our consumers. Great taste, good value, and real convenience. All this in an environment that is knowledge-driven, energetic, and fun. So this captures, if you like, the essence of almost everything that we believe in the company. So this drives our thinking, our investment, our strategy, our hiring, our training, our marketing, our communication, our product development, even the way we manage. And in all of this, money hasn't been mentioned once. And that's the philosophy of the business. We didn't start this business to make money. Profits are a consequence of what we do, not the purpose of it.
How, this is a fascinating philosophy that you have, but how was it that philosophy from day one, really? And you and your wife, every time you'd hire people, how would you make sure that they shared the same philosophies as you?
It's, the first question is yes. From the get-go, this has been our philosophy. I worked only in two companies, Unilever and Pepsi, both great corporations. I learned a lot of values in Unilever, a lot of values in PepsiCo. Equally, I also learned what I would never do, which is part of the reason why when we set up this company, we said the one thing we will not do is to have, there will be no chemicals, no additives, no preservatives, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no GMO. And that was a commitment we made from the get-go. In fact, we have a very simple statement to all employees in the company before they come into the office or into the factory. Please don't put anything in Tasty Bite that you wouldn't put in your mouth.
And you will never capitulate on it.
We would not capitulate on it. This is the core of who we are. We are responsible for the wellness of our consumers. We are not the suppliers of consumers to the healthcare industry.
Now, I can tell you have this road that you will never cross. You know exactly the delineation, and yet you are dramatic in your innovation. And in speaking with Mira, I could see that she is super brilliant and innovative. How do you go about maintaining the integrity of that and yet constantly innovating?
You know, values trump. People have often said culture trumps strategy.
Right.
I even say values trump culture. And if the value is fundamentally driven by a few things, you know, I don't want to call it a code of conduct, I'll call it a value ecosystem. We have a value ecosystem in the company that drives all of this. We think of it as a tree with three branches. There is the company, which has to do with how do we deal with each other as employees. We have the community, how do we deal with community at large. And then we have the consumers. How do we react with consumers? And these three are in the same tree. So they cannot be at odds with each other. It has to be internally, externally, and dynamically consistent. So all strategy for us is driven by this ecosystem. So it's not as though in the pursuit of one you necessarily have to compromise on the other. Those are what I call Boolean. These are false anchors. We get often falsely anchored with choices that are not real choices. It's asking a question, if you had to choose between social responsibility and providing consumer delight, what would you choose? And I often say, if you ever come to a fork in that road, buddy, you took the wrong road. Go back.
That's great. So we have about 2 minutes left, so I want to focus on your foundation.
Mm-hmm. The foundation is something that Mira and I set up a couple of years ago after we were able to realize some of the dreams, at least some of the financial benefits of running this corporation for the last 23 years. And the foundation goes to, once again, the core of what we believe. And this foundation is dedicated. It's called the MAV Foundation, which is the Mira and Ashok Vasudevan Foundation. It is dedicated to the idea that it is possible to permanently eliminate hunger and malnourishment in a manner that is sustainable, self-reliant, and healthy. So the foundation is based here in Connecticut, and the focus is entirely in the U.S. And we believe that by 2030, consistent with the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations, we want to end hunger and malnourishment in America. And we believe it can be done. We have 14 years, and we are committed to making that happen.
What would the world look like?
You know, without hunger and without malnourishment. Because unfortunately in America, hunger and malnourishment go together. It's the only country in the world where the hungry people unfortunately look obese and therefore mistakenly look well-fed. But the truth is they are very calorie-rich and nutrient-light. So you can imagine a world where people are healthy, self-sustaining and self-reliant. And so they have employment, they have self-worth, and they are reliant. It's a beautiful world. I can see it.
One sentence on the future of preferred brands.
I think we're going to see just a major commitment to a sustainable, healthy planet focused on wellness of consumers, eating stuff that is natural. We don't need chemistry to feed us. We just need good food.
Well, Ashok, what a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. This is great. Thank you very much.
And everyone listening in, remember this. Values trump culture. First time I've heard that before.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it.
You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Cindy Bigelow. How are you, Cindy?
I'm doing great.
And Cindy is the third generation CEO of Bigelow Teas, which is the largest specialty tea company in the world.
Well, no, in the United States.
In the United States.
Bless you for thinking the world. Maybe that'll be next year.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, was it 2007 you took over the United States? When are you taking over the world?
That's exactly right. No, we did. We took over the number one position in 2006.
2006.
10 years.
So let's talk first about the products, and then we're going to talk more about what it's like and your unique philosophies on running a family business and maintaining
great
integrity.
Great, sure.
So first talk about some of the products that you have.
Well, I always like to say to, this is nice of me, it's my opinion, but to run a tea company well, you need to be a tea person. And to be a tea person takes time to get there. And to really understand what quality means takes time to get there. And I always say when I joined the company 30 years ago, I knew my family and our company stood for quality, and I could state that, but I didn't really know what it meant. And it's taken me years to really understand the depth of that meaning. And how I've done that is really travel the world. I've gone to our plantations in Sri Lanka and in India and our gardens that we have in Italy and in Europe and in California and Oregon, so that I really understand what does a quality cup really look like? What are the differences between it? So it's been about an 8 or 9 year journey of me traveling. I'm going to go to China in the next couple months, but it really is honoring what quality means, but first teaching yourself what it means. So our products really are second to none. We will not launch anything that my family does not drink and is not passionate about, and I think it really shows. That's the only reason why I think we're number one, is because of that.
If you were to get a one answer, one sentence answer, PhD, on for the person, the average teacher, on what is quality, what is not quality, what is it they would look for to immediately recognize the difference?
Well, you're talking about so many different ingredients, it's very difficult to do that. But what I would say is, you need to make sure you're getting a full, rounded taste profile. We call them low notes, medium, and top notes. A lot of times, product can have a beautiful aromatic experience and also visually be very appealing, but it doesn't deliver on the taste. And so when you're drinking it, whether it's a chamomile, it should be a sweet, almost buttery, complete taste profile.
So there's
profile.
A roundness.
Absolutely. It's a completeness. Same
when you put
tea.
That through your mouth, how do you know that it's a round flavor?
Well, you know what you're trying to taste for. But what I also like to say is, in addition to being able to really use all your taste buds when you're drinking the product, it also needs to taste good as it cools down. A lot of times when you drink hot tea, you can't really get any of the nuances. It's too hot. As it cools down, it should have the same taste cool as it does warm as it does hot. If it gets more bitter, more astringent, thinner, then really you're talking about not the quality cup of tea that's important to Bigelow.
Well, is that fantastic? So everyone listening there, before we talk business, what you do is do it super hot, medium cool, and you want to maintain the integrity of that.
Absolutely. And look for a full round taste. And when you're drinking, you've got to think about that.
So let's talk about some of the products you have. Ooh. 1945 came out the first one. The blockbuster.
Constant
where
Constant.
That Ruth came out with.
That's right.
And that's still today. And it's not just, it's used also for like for Christmas parties. It's outside of the cup, right?
Yep, Constant Common is still one of our flagship, which is pretty cool. And it's still, to this day, only blended by Bigelow's. So my parents literally put on their little lab coats. They go behind closed doors, and they are the only ones that make Constant Common. But now we have 150 different flavors. You know, we have many black tea flavors, many herbal flavors, many green flavors. We have classic line, organic line, benefits line. So we have lots and loose line. We have so many teas, so many. And what they have in common is that we know when we put them out there, we put our name on them, they are a beautiful cup of tea.
This is Robert Greese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Cindy Bigelow, the third generation CEO of the famous Bigelow Tea. And we've already learned what makes a great tea. Later on, we're going to learn about innovation. But for now, let's talk about family business. So you grew up in the business.
Yes.
What's that like? What are the challenges you had to face having a Bigelow at the end of Cindy?
Well, it's funny. I never really, when I was younger, really put a lot of weight behind the fact that I had a last name, Bigelow. But I did experience, as I was growing up, people that did put more weight than I think it actually deserved, but they did put weight on Bigelow. And I would have people say to me, why are you studying so hard? Why do you have to get an A? Why do you have to whatever, whatever? And I used to look at them. I was so confused. I didn't understand it. Even in graduate school, they'd say, why are you working so hard? You already have a job. And I just never looked at working hard as anything short of doing the best you can and making sure your whole life, as also when you were going to run a company, you're working as hard as you can and you never take anything for granted. You never are entitled. And it was just the way I was raised. So I think more people put weight behind the name Bigelow than I did. It actually confused me.
So, and you learned lessons from your dad, you know, about humility in terms of you getting the straight A's and...
Ethics.
Tell a story about your dad.
Well, oh, there's so many. I would come home with whatever. I happened to work hard to get good grades, and my father always made me feel so good about it. He'd say, oh, gosh, Cindy, I only got C's. I can't imagine what it's like to get A's. And he was just always so sweet, so I was never pressured. It was all my own thing, how I wanted to perform. But he was always so supportive. And the other thing that I was blessed with and how I tried to raise my children is he was always there. When I had to go to college, he was packing me up, as was my mother, but my father was running the company, and he just was always there. I don't know how to describe it. So for my children, I tried to do the same thing. I wanted them. They knew I worked, obviously. I remember when they were younger, one of them said to me, you're the only mother that works, Mom. And I was like, no, there's a few of us out here, honey. But I also wanted to make sure we had dinner every night, that I was available in the classroom, that we often went away on the weekends so that I could always just be with them, so we'd go maybe to Vermont skiing. So I learned all that from him. He was just there. He was humble. He was kind to everyone. And he became, obviously, my role model.
What advice do you have on balance in life?
I think you have to set your priorities. I had an interesting conversation with Linda McMahon the other day, a little panel, or actually a personal interview, and she said, oh, you know, can women have it all? And I said, well, I'm not sure what have it all means. I'm not kidding you. But you can have what you prioritize. So my recommendation to male and females that are starting their career or in their career now is pick what's important to you. So if it is important to be there, very engaged as a parent, and that might not be for everyone, then that needs to be a priority, right? So for me, it was working very hard, giving it everything I had, being the best parent, best engaged I could, and being involved with the community and trying to make a difference out there, and then also for myself, doing things that I felt were good to help keep me in shape, whether it's yoga or skiing or walking. So I sort of picked those as my priority, and that's what I've always focused on. And so if you're saying, can you have it all, and you choose three or four things, then yes, you can have three or four things, but it has to be something you're conscious of and you're always working toward.
It's fascinating. It's all about being conscious and about making the decision ahead. And if you do, you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, absolutely you can. And I think you should start early. I mean, I knew that doesn't mean you need to know what your career path is. Mine's obviously a little unusual. But I knew in high school that, and my parents did not know this, but I knew in high school I wanted to run Bigelow T. I knew that was my priority, and I geared my career until that day toward that.
And so your first day, you become CEO, 2005.
Yeah, I've been the company for a while, but yes.
But what was that like? What were you thinking here? It's my first day.
You know, it took me a little while, to be honest, to recognize the weight of that. I had run different divisions leading up to that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then you get to this position you've aspired and worked toward, and hopefully you've built a reputation and deserve the title. But it took me a little while to realize the weight of it and how every move you make is so critical, and that it ultimately everything is on your shoulders, absolutely everything, and that you set the tone for everyone inside the organization. You know, it took me a few years to, I guess, be able to deal with the burdens on my shoulder the best that I could.
This is Robert Risa on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Cindy Bigelow. What she's talking about, have balance in life, you have to prioritize first. So you know that. And a second thing is focus on quality. Like if you're in the tea business, no tea. Whatever your business, whatever you're a CEO of, know that business. When we come back, we're going to learn about number one, unique practices at Bigelow Company, and number two, about innovation. Back in a few.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Robert Griso on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Cindy Bigelow, CEO of the famous Bigelow Tea, the leader in America of specialty teas. So let's talk about the company. What are some unique practices you have here? And I know we're sitting in this amazing room. It's like, you know, that
the brownstone room. Where it all
and the walls you could write on and everything.
Yeah. This is what is sort of our creative room in here. And what I call unique practices is just working hard every day to be better than you were yesterday and challenging yourself on every front. So challenging yourself on what products are you in, what makes sense, are your products the best they can be, what are your business practices, are they the best you can be, what else can you do? So one of my issues, and you know those that work closely with me will tell you, I am quick to say what we can do better and what we didn't do right and how do we do this better. And sometimes, you know, I had to learn that people might take that as you're not complimenting them enough or you're not appreciating all the good things they've done. And so I've had to take a few steps back and make sure they clearly understand, great at this, great at that, fantastic, we can do a little better here, now what about? So for me, innovation is just driving on every level. Everything that we touch, we're always trying to do better. Always. I love the word inspire. I'm not sure inspire is the right word for this particular way that I operate. It's just looking for opportunity. It can come from a conversation with somebody. It can come from somebody else completely. What I try to be is like this open oyster that hears, looks, listens, and is constantly gleaning on an idea that could be way better than mine, and it's nothing to do with my idea. It has a little bit to do with something I was thinking about, and just take it and try to develop it. The problem with that is it's hard for your team because you've got so many potential opportunities that you want to investigate that you have to recognize that puts a lot of pressure on the team because I never compromise. I'm like, wait a minute, this could possibly be an opportunity.
And you were always like that.
I'd like to think, I can't say that I was always like that. I don't know. I know that I had to develop myself to ensure that I'm like that. I think I was too young to even think like that maybe in the earlier years. But I also have learned as years have gone on to circle back on these things. So when you are throwing different opportunities, you're taking that extra time for communication. One of the things I always thought I did well was communicate. And then I realized I wasn't communicating enough. I was making too many assumptions. So if I've got three or four ideas that I need to look at, I need to go back, circle back, let you know why I'm thinking it, where I think it fits in the context of what we're doing, what the potential opportunity is, that I think that, you know, 30% of what we've got to be doing is just trying new things. If it does work, it doesn't work, that's okay. That's part of our job. So I have to frame these opportunities better so that people understand where they're coming from and it doesn't just look like, you know, all these things falling from heaven. That gets a little too much.
So when you and I were walking around the location here, everyone's smiling. Everyone's happy. They're saying hi. And this was even before they knew I was seeing you. So there's a certain culture here. What can CEOs and big corporations learn from the private companies like you that have these amazing cultures?
Well, I will first of all tell you, as a CEO, you have to understand that's part of your job. If you really want to have a culture where people are feeling honored, you have to understand that you need to set the tone on that. And you need to take inventory of who's working for you. I always say to my team, we have hundreds of people making tea bags every day, day in and day out. And I say to the managers, do you want to do that? Well, no, not necessarily. Well, then do you let the people that are making those tea bags know how much you appreciate that they're making those tea bags every single day and they're doing it with passion and with commitment? Oh. So, I mean, you have to really take inventory of what you have in front of you, what you have in your hands, and constantly, constantly message, just like you do with your children, right? From early on, you're messaging, don't hit, you know, don't what yell, don't throw the toy what at another child or whatever. You're messaging, messaging, messaging. A business is the same thing. You have to nurture it. You have to message. And so if you want those smiles, first of all, smiles need to mean something to you. If they don't mean anything to you, you really don't care. Well, then don't bother trying to get everybody to smile. But if you want that environment where smiling means something because you take seriously if they're having a good day, you've done your job, they go home and they can have a good day with their family. So not every day is a great day. Believe me, I have a lot of people at one point or another very frustrated with me. I always try to circle back to them and have a good conversation. But I also constantly am messaging the need to create an environment where people feel really good and they feel really like we so appreciate everything they're doing.
I mean, you said look in front of you, what's in your hand. What's in my hand right now as we speak is it's this glass house that has all your vision and your values. Just talk about this. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I call this the Bigelow Home. And what I was trying to do was put two things. But one, put everything we're doing under one umbrella. What is the purpose of this company? Why do I get up every morning? And why do I want everybody else to get up every morning? And so the purpose of our company was to create an environment of pride that brings out everyone's desire and ability to make a difference every day. That's very lofty. But as I always say, shoot for the moon, fall amongst the stars. And so from that purpose is the vision of that beautiful, uncompromising quality cup of tea. But what the foundation of the home is these values that, again, we worked out with teammates, but these values are very much important to me. And I've had a lot of people say to me, oh, you've got too many values. You have to reduce them. And I said, who's telling me I have to reduce the number of values that either we do have or we need to aspire to have? And so I have, 15 different values, fun, transparency, but it's the opportunity for the employees to be able to look at these values and then talk back to us on what they do or don't see.
And by the way, in the fun, I saw the arrow that people walk by. You shoot an arrow for fun at them, but if they don't want to be shot at, they'll have a sign and you don't shoot at them. But we only have a minute and a half left.
Got it.
I want to talk about sustainability. I know that's the 2007 when you won the awards, but you've won a lot and that's something core, systemic to you. Just talk for a moment about that.
Well, that very much fits for the purpose that I just read and about making a difference every day. And we should all try to make sure we're keeping Mother Earth as clean and as safe as possible. We produce 1.8 billion tea bags a year, and we are zero waste to landfill. And that's a lot of work, effort, and energy. But as a CEO, that is something that is critical to me. And I have to tell you, the employees, it's one of their favorite things about this company is working at a company that sustainability matters.
Final advice to CEOs.
Well, just to remember that you are the number one role model. You set the tone. You set the standard. So whatever way you act, good times and bad, behind closed doors, in front of other people, that sets the tone for everybody else in the organization as acceptable behavior. You need to remember that every single day.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We have been speaking with Cindy Bigelow, the best tea you could have. And remember, have it cold and hot. I love the new chocolate one, by the way. But here's the key to all of you. Circle back. When you're communicating, close the knot, circle back. Great having you on the show.
Thank you.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.